This is the message of the Blessed Virgin Mary and Jesus to the world through the seer Veronica Lucan. Today is Saturday, May 21st, Eve of Pentecost Sunday, in the year of our Lord, 1983. We are at the Vatican Pavilion grounds, Flushing Meadow Park, Flushing, Long Island, New York.
All about the trees, there are beautiful, I feel like calling them prisms, like the teardrops you find on lamps, and it actually looks like there's cascading tears, like teardrops. As the area above Our Lady statue is opening up, there are lights now coming from within the circle of light high over Our Lady's head. I believe it would be about 16 feet. Oh, Our Lady is coming down now. I hadn't noticed. I was concentrating on the prisms of light. But Our Lady is coming down now. She's floating forward. She doesn't walk, but she floats. Oh, she's so beautiful. Our Lady is standing on a bull now. That's what that big circular light. In the light, I could barely see, look through it, as the light kept cascading down to the grounds here. Now, Our Lady is standing on a very large bull. I would say it's the world, in the shape of the world here. And Our Lady has a long white mantle, and the gold trimming on it, there's a border about the mantle of gold, about 3/4 inch on the outer part of the mantle. Now, Our Lady has also a beautiful beige gown. I say gown because it's very full, and Our Lady has it belted about her waist with a quite a large blue sash. Our Lady has her rosary not pinned, I know it's rolled over, as Our Lady has taught me to do, about her waist. And she's taking out her rosary now, the beautiful rosary that's so tremendously big compared to an earthen rosary that we use. It has the gold Our Father bead and also the beautiful white Hail Mary beads that, as Our Lady is turning now and raising the crucifix, the golden crucifix, in her right hand, she's making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, Our Lady is looking about her. The bull isn't moving any longer. Our Lady is standing about 16 feet above her statue. Now Our Lady is looking about her, and she's pointing up to the sky with her crucifix still held tightly in her hands. And over on Our Lady's left side, I see a very dark cross forming. It's very somber looking. In fact, it's quite frightening, and I feel that I'm going to get goose pimples up and down my back. It's really frightening. There's something death-like about this black cross. Now it's beginning to fade away, just like it was dust. It's fading away, the cross, and Our Lady is now motioning. She's placing her first finger to her lips like this. And Our Lady now is kissing the golden crucifix, and she's placing the rosary into her left hand like this and directing me to listen, because she is pointing now her first finger to her lips. Oh, my child and my children, how sad and filled with grief is all heaven because of what is fast coming upon mankind. In the will of the Eternal Father, He has allowed man free rein on their destiny. It is only in this manner my children and my child, that the world can be cleansed and your redemption finished. There are many enemies of God, and those who have infiltrated into the papacy with one purpose, to set forth a plan to eliminate our dear vicar, Pope John Paul II. As I told you before, my children, in my discourse with you, you must pray for your Holy Father, or he will be removed from among you, and then there would be more chaos in Rome. Yes, my child, I know of your news broadcast. I know also that this is a warning that must be noticed by your vicar. We will go back, my child, in history, a short history, and remember well what had happened in Rome to John, Pope John, whose reign lasted 33 days. Oh, my child, it is history now, but it is placed in the book that lists the disasters to mankind. He received the horror and martyrdom by drinking from a glass. It was a champagne glass given to him by a now deceased member of the clergy and the Secretariat of the State. My child and my children, these messages must be strong because they are in truth. And one cannot turn his or her back upon the truth, or they will be led into more gross errors. Man has become a depraved creature, living not by his knowledge of his Creator, his God, but living through the pleasures of the flesh, neither caring nor wanting to know and understand what is happening at this time to all mankind. My child and my children, I beg you as your mother and as a beacon of light to all to pray and make atonement to the Eternal Father, or you will be chastised more, much more heavily, my child and children. As I said before in countless visits to your earth, that there is a plan in heaven for each and every life. However, man has a free will and can turn that away from the truth, becoming blinded to the truth. For man has made life most complicated. All heaven is joining in a major force to try to avoid in your generation the terrible floods, the great heat, and the plague. Yes, my child and my children, the crops will rot, babies shall cry, as there will be no food to feed the hungry mouths. Disaster is coming upon mankind far greater than what has been experienced in this past year. As you will recognize the scientists and men of knowledge all comment on this past year being a frightful one. The elements seem to get loosened and come down in fury upon mankind. Remember, my children and my child, I have always told you that Satan can control the elements. Man, if he falls of his own accord because he could not give up his riches, his life a pleasure, and seek for a far simpler way to heaven that can be found in a spiritual childhood and a spiritual adulthood. Man, in his seeking for knowledge, is ever seeking, but never coming to the truth. My child, letters have been sent to your vicar, and our child, though he be a pope, he is our child also. And he must listen and act upon the message given to him, or he will die. Many warnings are being given to mankind, and these will increase in nature. Horrible, life-taking forces of nature shall be allowed to come upon you. All this is to take place while the enemy of God and your nation is surrounding you with submarines and planning a missile attack. Yes, my child, now you can understand why it was most important that you come to this vigil of prayer this evening. We allot you the time to complete this week's work, my child, because after this week, there will be much need for more prayer, more sacrifices, and more penance to make atonement to your God, the eternal Father in heaven, for the blasphemies and the atheistic meanderings of our children. My child, my son, will be here shortly, and he must speak to you. It is very urgent that you keep your attention here. You will take now, my child, 3 photographs. Much shall be given in them. You are free to distribute this knowledge. Grounding the whole circle of light here on the grounds. Now, directly over Our Lady's statue, high in the sky, much more than the 15 feet when Our Lady came, I can see Jesus coming through this opening in the sky. It's beautiful. It's we're having rain here this evening, but it stopped raining now, and the sky is opening up, just all like every bit of darkness being blown aside. And in a circular formation, there's a tremendous, beautiful blue sky with stars above us. And Jesus is coming forward. He's floating. He also floats like Our Lady does, because there's no need for him to walk. He absolutely has control of the elements up there and just coming down. And nothing is impossible to God, so we can expect Our Lady and Jesus to do many things that are astounding to mankind. Now, Jesus is looking about him. It's a little windy up there. He has on his burgundy cape. The cape looks like it may be velvet. It's a beautiful, soft color, almost a plum color, but burgundy. I can't explain the colors. Now, Jesus has a pair of sandals on his feet. They're just made up like thongs almost. That we have here on earth, I would say thongs, but his is more of a slipper. And Jesus has a beige gown on it. It's very long. In fact, it would cover, if it wasn't for the wind, it would cover his feet completely. And there is about his waist a belting. The belting is made of a skin-like material, sort of a light tan. But observing it, Jesus has come down now quite a bit closer over Our Lady's statue. And Our Lady now is coming from behind him, coming right out, emerging from the statue. I didn't see her before now. I guess it's because the sky is so aglow with beautiful lights that it's almost impossible to humanly explain this description, so that it would be easier to understand. It's supernatural, and that would make it sometimes very difficult to understand. But Jesus and Our Lady now are standing together. Our Lady is at Jesus' right side, and as I said before, Our Lady looks very fragile, and she comes up to about a little below Jesus' shoulder. Now, Jesus, I would say, he's at least 6 feet tall, because Our Lady just comes to his shoulder. Now, Our Lady, I noticed, has on now the Fatima crown, the round one that has a ball-like formation, which we refer to as the Fatima crown. And Our Lady is standing like this with her hands in prayer and the rosary wrapped around her hands. Now, Our Lady is sad, and I do see, actually, tears coming down from her eyes. She's so sad. Well, Blessed Mother, I'm sorry you have to suffer so much. Now Our Lady is looking up at Jesus, and he's nodding his head to her. I can't hear the conversation that they're holding, but Jesus now is placing his first finger to his lips. That means to listen and repeat. My child, you will repeat all that I say to you as clearly and perfectly as you can. It is urgent that mankind now take stock of what he is pursuing. I say unto you as your God that your pursuits are making you run in circles while everyone is crying peace, 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 and happiness. Where is the peace? There certainly is no evidence of this upon your earth at this time. Oh, my child and my children, how many disasters must come upon your country and the countries of the world before the peoples will become awakened to the reality of a very angry God? Yes, my child, I know at one time that you did meet up with one of our priests who tried to disclaim the evidence about you of sin and mankind sinning and abandoning himself to all the pleasures of the world, leading to all measures of degraded life. My child and my children, I say unto you again, that man must make a complete reversal from his present way of life while the body lives, the soul is dying within. That, my child and my children, explicitly explains to you the condition of mankind in this generation, which cries out to heaven for the stopping of this generation, the cleansing. Is this what you want? Have you no fear of your God? If you cannot express a love to your God, better that you at least know fear, and that many of you will be taken from this earth in the next year. Are you ready to go? Have you forgotten the reality of the places you can go to when you leave your body? There is a heaven, yes, you know that. But there is also a hell and a purgatory. And at this moment, this very moment, throughout your world, there are many souls that are being taken now into hell, the abode of the damned, forever lost. Oh, my children, I have asked you to pray for your pastors, pray for our priests, pray for your bishops, and especially for the life of your vicar, Pope John Paul II. Yes, my child, it is not the first time that murder has been and will be committed to, around the city of Rome in Italy. I can only assure you, my child and my children, that prayers can move mountains, and therefore prayer can stay the execution of your vicar. Pray a constant vigil of prayer. Keep these prayers going as link to link, bead to bead throughout the world for your vicar. I shall not at this time tire you, my child, by repeating part of the message of February 1971. Now, that message was addressed to all the priests of the earth about their pride and their arrogance in these times when all men and clergy are being tested. Pride is a sin and a more formidable barrier against sanctity and holiness. And that title, my children and my child, has been accepted by many of your bishops, not just in the United States, not just in Canada, but throughout the whole world. Man will fall from pride and arrogance and fall into the clutches of Satan. Is this what you want? Please, my children, have pity on your brothers and pray for them. All heaven is alerted to the days ahead. 666 is among you in full force. So you must wear your sacramentals and protect your children from the forces of evil when they leave your homes. You must teach them at home the truth of your Bible and the prayers that are being lost to mankind. Graces shall be given in abundance if you ask for them. Have a true heart, a pure heart, my children, and trust, just trust, even the littlest bit. You cannot accept the truth, but trust in the Immaculate Heart of my mother and my sorrowing heart for you all. Continue now with your prayers of atonement. My child, I would advise you to be sure that you have locked the doors at your home, because the enemy is about you. Do not be afraid, my child. I did not wish to give you a message that was frightful, but I can impress you in this manner enough to protect your life, my child. Now Jesus is putting his hand out like this and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now Our Lady and Jesus are floating upward, and Jesus is now placing his hand out again like this. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. I bless you all, my children, for the eternal Father and the Spirit of life. Continue now with your prayers of atonement.